I'm Dan Klufstad. Illinois' governor stopped in Adams County Monday, a county put on a COVID-19 warning list. Sean Crawford has more.
Located along the Mississippi River in western Illinois, Adams has seen a rise in cases and a positivity rate above the state average. Stopping in the county seat of Quincy, Pritzker urged everyone to wear a mask and social distance.
What's happening here in Adams County is alarming. And if these trends continue in a negative direction, the state will need to take immediate action to impose additional mitigations to slow the spread and keep more people from getting sick.
The spike in COVID-19 cases there is being blamed on large social gatherings and people traveling to hot spots in neighboring Missouri and Iowa. Other counties on the warning list include Peoria, LaSalle, and Randolph. The governor says the larger regions that include these counties are also at risk of more restrictions. I'm Sean Crawford.
Next time an unfamiliar number pops up on your phone, Governor Pritzker says you might want to take the call. As the state ramps up its contact tracing program, Pritzker says it's important not to ignore the phone when it rings. It could be public health staff calling to let you know you've been exposed to someone who tested positive for COVID-19. He says this is especially important in case you're already infected but don't know it yet. The contact tracer will provide information about testing and ask you to self-quarantine for 14 days. The effects of coronavirus shutdowns are trickling throughout communities in unexpected ways that could have a lasting impact. The Rockford Park District's executive director, Jay Sandine, says youth crime surged when parks closed early during the pandemic. The city lost hundreds of thousands of dollars with the cancellation of sports tournaments, and the park district has to change drastically under its new funding model.
In an effort to develop a more relevant park system that meets the needs of this generation, not a park system that was for the generation 20 years ago.
Sandine says he's planning to present a reorganization of the entire park district to the public as early as September. And Chicago police are reporting a drop in homicides and shooting incidents after the department rolled out two units designed to combat gun violence and ensure protests remain peaceful. Superintendent David Brown said the city reported 3 homicides over the weekend compared to 12 the weekend before. I'm Dan Klufstad.
I'm Leah Lerner. The Egyptian Health Department is releasing more data about COVID-19 cases in its service area. The El Dorado-based organization is adding hospitalizations to its daily case report. Monday's number showed of the 174 confirmed positive cases to date in Saline, Gallatin, and White counties, 16 have been hospitalized, 10 in Saline County and 6 in Gallatin County. There have been no deaths reported in any of these 3 counties, and they report a positivity rate of just under 4%. Governor J.B. Pritzker says the state has done a good job at increasing the number of COVID-19 tests being performed, but the governor says he's worried about the lab capacity to analyze those tests. He points out Illinois has only 3 state-run labs, which can handle about 6,000 to 8,000 tests per day. Since about 40,000 tests are being performed daily, commercial labs both in and out of state are being utilized.
At labs across the nation, there are only so many machines. There are only so many technicians who can run those machines for so many hours during the day.
He says commercial laboratories are being overwhelmed with tests from states that have seen big spikes in coronavirus cases. The end result could be longer wait times for results, which will make it harder to determine outbreaks and take quick action. A pair of senior centers in southernmost Illinois are benefiting from the work of inmates at a nearby prison. Men incarcerated at Shawnee Correctional Center in Johnson County are putting skill, care, and hard work into tending the facility's garden. The IDOC reports they recently harvested nearly 1,200 pounds of produce, which was donated to the Pope County Golden Circle.